to a certain extent, the incredible federal deficit, which the Congressional Budget Office says will reach $1.5 trillion this year. That story is overshadowing perhaps a bigger problem, which is the debt problem in our states. Many states are so deeply into debt by millions and millions of dollars, and they can't borrow money to get out of debt. And they're considering some pretty drastic cuts in order to balance their budgets. Here's Governor Ed Rendell. He's the former governor of Pennsylvania. He was speaking here on yesterday's show.
But what governors can do is go to unions, not so much for pensions, because I don't even think unions have the right to bargain away pension rights of individual pensioners, but on everything else, on the entire array of benefit packages, on wage increases. Say, look, here's the deal. You either renegotiate the contract to give us A, B, and C, or we're going to have to lay off 12,000 workers.
Well, in Utah, this is turning out to be a bit of a different solution. The Utah state legislature enacted some sweeping reforms. They changed public pensions for new hires, and they privatized them. They're now private 401ks. Joining us now from Utah is Senator Dan Lillenquist. He's a state senator from Utah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Also with us, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Well, Senator Lillenquist, let me begin with you because you sponsored the pension reform package. Exactly how does it work and how much money do you think it's going to save the state?
Well, we our new program for new employees, we basically say as a state, here's how much money we have for retirement. Most of our public employees will receive 10% of their wage towards retirement, but our public safety and fire will receive 12%. But then they get to choose. So they can choose to put it into a 401k instrument, or if they still want a pension, they can put it into that money towards a pension, but they're on the hook for the market risk as employees. So if the stock market does poorly and we have to put more money into the pension to make it solvent, they will put their own money in. But the goal of this was try to limit the exposure the state currently has to our existing pension arrangements. And we think it'll save the state over time billions of dollars as we try to make sure that we can meet the current obligations we've made.
Well, billions is a lot of money. Louise, let me just check this with you. I mean, when other companies and perhaps public entities have done this, have privatized pension reform plans, have they ended up resulting in significant savings of money?
It does save a lot of money for companies, and it could save a lot of money for Utah. Because what it means is when the market goes south or we have huge events like the financial crisis, that all that lost money is not made up by the state. And, you know, all across the country now, you've got states who are concerned that they've got to put in billions to make up because state workers were promised when you turn 59 and a half, you're going to get this certain amount. The only problem is, a lot of workers don't think this is very good for them because they've counted on the security of knowing they'll be able to retire at a certain age and they'll have a certain amount of money every year. And moving away from this defined benefit plan puts them at a lot of, you know, a lack of security about their future.
Yeah, Senator Lillenquist, let's put that to you. You know, a lot of people go into public sector jobs because of the attractiveness of the pension benefits, even though the salaries, particularly on the front end, might be low. Do you think this will have an impact on recruiting, say, teachers in states and localities or police, law enforcement, that sort of thing?
You know, as we've looked at that, one of the reasons why our starting wages are so low in public sector work is that our benefits costs are so high. And, in fact, the crash of 2008 is going to make that worse for quite some time because the state is required to make contributions into the pension system. Just to give you a sense of where that's going for Utah, we are looking at 8 to 10% of our general fund, meaning of all of our taxes in the state, for the next 25 years are going to be tied up paying off the 2008 losses. And the challenge is for us is that just further depresses wage for state workers. And so it's kind of in the death spiral there because the more expensive the benefits become, the less money we have to put into wage and the further behind we fall. And so in some ways we've called this Utah reform the Wage Liberation Act for public employees. We've got to find a way to get control of benefits costs so that we can actually start repairing wage. But as it is right now, we are looking at increasing our contributions by close to 75% to make up for these losses. And that, again, that's money that comes right out of our ability to pay our employees a base wage. So it's in a death spiral. We're trying to figure out how to build our way out of that so that we can repair wage, and that is one of our goals.
Louise, there are other states that are looking to Utah as a success story and seeing if, I mean, Montana has said, some of the legislators there, that they would adopt this model in order to cover some of their losses that Senator Lillenquist was talking about. Are there dangers as this spreads to other states?
Well, you know, there are a lot of states. Illinois and New Jersey are also in a lot of trouble. But the real question is whether the workers who are moved to these plans that do not offer them as much security, whether they will see their wages go up. I mean, I'll be interested to see if Utah has to wait 25 years to get out of this hole and raise wages, or if for these new workers who get these new plans, they'll see higher wages now.
Senator Lillenquist, how large is the deficit in Utah?
Our deficit is about 30% of our fund, so about $6.5 billion. And by moving to the new plan, what it means is our rates, instead of going up and staying up for 25 years, will begin to start coming down in 7 years. And, yes, we absolutely intend to repair wage for our starting workers. It's just something that has to happen to get the kind of people we need in state government.
Senator Dan Lillenquist, a state senator from Utah, and Louise Story joined us as well, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks to both of you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.